With every cut of her knife, the chef and culinary teacher Hiroko Shimbo separates a perfect slice of fish from the bone, while sushi rice is boiling on the stove.
Starting with fresh, very fresh fish with clean eye, with just a very refined shape, gives the chef a lot of respect to the fish. And the fresh fish has its very good firm texture. So we enjoy the texture of fish by filleting.
When all the ingredients are ready, she shows a group of culinary students at a cooking fair in Philadelphia how to assemble the sushi.
So here, asparagus and the salmon. And to roll this, just grab whole of the center ingredients and then just seal the end. And here is hosomaki, which means thin roll.
In making sushi, a chef seeks perfection in every step. Flawless, fresh ingredients are combined with pearl-white, shiny rice. Sticky, but never gooey. Offset by dark green seaweed wrap, sesame seeds, and creative edible decor. Each piece of sushi is meant to be a little work of art.
Every dish should have five colors, which is five colors, the element of the universe. White, black, red, yellow, green, or blue. And then also have five textures in one presented dish.
The five textures include crispy, sticky, smooth, firm, and crunchy. Hiroko Shimbo follows classical Japanese design rules, assembling odd numbers and different shapes. Natsuo Masaharu Morimoto, famous for his skills and appearances on the TV program Iron Chef.
Actually, I have no rule. So when I see, walking around outside, and then I saw the flower, and then maybe I can feel beauty from there. And sometimes I go to museum.
At the museum, paintings and sculptures inspire the famous chef to later combine colors and shapes on his plates. Young cooks from all over the world come to his nationally acclaimed Philadelphia restaurant, Morimoto, to learn from the Iron Chef. But Morimoto says he is still perfecting his own skills.
Many people asking me, like, how long, you know, did I take to become a sushi chef? My answer is always in lifetime. I'm doing this job for 30 years, then I'm still learning. I'm not satisfied. I have guys, young guys, so, you know, working with me and then stealing my skill, my mind. So, you know, if I stay here, they can pass me.
Morimoto likens his dedication to the art of sushi to another big commitment, matrimony.
Would you marry me? I love you. I love this job. I love this job, and then I love to keep doing. It's keep doing. It makes power.
For the guest in a restaurant, sushi is meant to be a part of a ceremony of mindful eating.
You start out by saying itadakimasu, meaning I humbly receive this food. It's a way of thanking everyone who was involved in making it.
Dr. Frank Chance of the Center for East Asian Studies at the University of Pennsylvania says the appreciation of food as more than nourishment is deeply rooted in the Buddhist tradition. A meal should be like the food one would offer to the Buddha, a feast for all senses. Frank Chance remembers such a meal eaten in a first-class sushi restaurant in Osaka.
When a plate came out with toro, which is the belly of the tuna fish, it's the very finest part of tuna. And the meat of the tuna was so bright red. And it contrasted so beautifully with the white of the rice and the green of the wasabi and the pink of the pickled ginger that even before I ate it, I was already fascinated.
Food becomes color, beauty creates appetite. The shimmering slices of fish are gone with the swift move of a pair of chopsticks. And the sushi chef is left with the desire to create a piece of work that's even more beautiful than the last one. For Studio 360, I'm Maiken Scott.